A groundbreaking study on the Earth's groundwater supply shows the resource that billions of people around the world rely on for life could run out. It's the first time that researchers have measured the amount of groundwater around the globe. The Canadian-led study is the first to put an actual number on just how little of the supply is renewable. The CBC's Carolyn Dunn has the story.
One in three Canadians rely on groundwater for their drinking water. That's just a fraction of the 2 billion people around the world who count on the water to sustain them. It's mostly out of sight, existing underground between rocks and sand. And until now, there was no accurate measure of just how much groundwater exists. Scott Jaceko is a hydrologist from the University of Calgary who helped answer that question.
The amazing fact is that if we extracted all the groundwater from underneath our feet and then pooled it on the land surface, kind of like a flood, the height of that water would be about as high as the Calgary Tower.
That's 180 meters if you're measuring. Good news, right? Well, not so much, because the researchers also discovered that only 6% of the groundwater is renewable, which means it's replenished by rain and melting snow in a typical human lifespan. Researchers call that renewable groundwater young. The other 94% is old groundwater, much deeper, far less accessible, and lower quality.
It made me realize how fragile this resource is and how important it is to protect.
Lead researcher Tom Gleason from the University of Victoria says the data shows groundwater is a finite resource, and young groundwater, which is close to the surface, is particularly precious and at risk.
Because young groundwater is also the most vulnerable and sensitive to climate change and to human contamination.
A finite supply of groundwater has implications beyond quenching human thirst. 40% of the irrigation used to grow food comes from groundwater. Jaceko says growing demands from people and industry makes knowing how much exists key to managing the resource.
Like any bank account, it's important to understand how much we have in the savings account, if you will, before we start making withdrawals.
So Gleason says the researchers from Canada, the U.S. and Germany will spend the next year determining how quickly we're using it.
We hope to combine these estimates of how much young groundwater we have with how much groundwater we're using around the world to try to estimate kind of the lifespan of the groundwater and how long until we run out.
Carolyn Dunn, CBC News, Calgary.